Last night was the first round of the NFL draft, and the Buffalo Bills lived up to expectations in that they were a very active football club with a couple of first-round trades. With more on that this morning, we say good morning to Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
Matt, of course, it was quite the night for the Buffalo Bills. Early on, they trade a couple of draft picks and go to number 7 overall in the draft. They take on quarterback Josh Allen from Wyoming. Simply put, what do you think?
Before we start, I feel as though it's my obligation to say I have almost no idea whether Josh Allen will be successful, and everyone else, including the front office, has little to no idea if he'll be a success either. My case in point is the greatest quarterback draft in NFL history, 1983. It produced 6 first-round quarterbacks. 3 went to the Hall of Fame. 3 went on to be afterthoughts. So the ceiling in a quarterback-heavy draft is about 50%, and I say all of this because the Bills bet on the most unknown option with far more downside in terms of measurables than upsides. It's why my initial reaction is guarded disappointment, I guess, particularly because UCLA quarterback Josh Rosen was still on the board. And I had Rosen and Baker Mayfield as my top two quarterbacks, and quite frankly had Lamar Jackson in front of Allen. And I'm skeptical of him purely based on his history. Allen, he played against subpar college competition in the Mountain West Conference, but other quarterbacks have come out of lesser conferences to have great NFL careers. But the biggest problem for me is that Allen has never in his recorded history as a quarterback going back to his sophomore year of high school all the way through college finished a season above a 60% completion rate. To think that his accuracy can get better against NFL competition when he's never reached that important milestone in high school or college seems like a bit of a big risk. Add in his recently uncovered high school tweets that are racially insensitive and offensive. It just makes me think this guy has a mountain to climb both on and off the field to prove himself as a quarterback and as part of the community. Full disclosure, the tweets were when he was a teenager, but he was the only first-round pick to put himself in that situation. And with a bad to no segue, onto the good part of Josh Allen. He's got a big arm that can make all the NFL throws, and if he develops and can improve his accuracy, he has a chance to impress in the future. Plus, the Bills didn't need to mortgage the future to get him, so fans in Buffalo can only hope he becomes a better quarterback and, quite frankly, a better person than what he's demonstrated based on his history. It's a high risk for a team that needs a high reward.
But the Bills weren't done in the first round, were they? They also traded again, this time moving up to get linebacker Tremaine Edwards. How do you think that played out for the Bills?
Yeah, again, time will tell, but linebacker is a position of need for the Bills, and Edmonds was seen by a number of scouts and analysts as a top 10 overall pick. It's always risky when trading up because you give up assets that can be used for depth, but this is a pick that's likely to be low risk and moderate to high reward. In fact, former NFL general manager Charlie Casserly called Edmonds the best linebacker in this draft. So you have to like the chances for Buffalo on the pick. And because it was a major area of need for the Bills, moving up to get one of the highest rated players at the linebacker position should give Buffalo a great shot at success with the Edmonds pick.
There's still more NFL draft to come, of course. 6 more rounds, but the Bills don't pick again until the end of the 3rd round. How do you expect the Bills to perform moving forward?
I expect the Bills to go receiver, offensive line, and possibly more linebacker depth. They went into the draft with a lot of positions to fill, but at the end of it all, if the quarterback becomes the guy they've been looking for all these years, both on and off the field, the rest has an even better chance to just fall into place. But one last potentially great story for Buffalo fans to keep an eye on for the 3rd day of the draft is former Canisius High School offensive lineman Ryan Hunter, who graduated from Bowling Green just this year. Full disclosure, I'll be spending draft Saturday with him as he left his home in North Bay, Ontario years ago as a teenager to live with my Uncle Tony and Aunt Christine so he could attend and play football at Canisius. He is the number 1 overall rated CFL draft prospect, and historically, those guys never make it to the CFL because the NFL comes calling. He's a great kid who I hope, like so many others who hear their names called this weekend, gets a chance to realize their dream.
Okay, Matt Sabuda, thank you very much for your analysis of the draft last night. And, of course, we'll be talking with you down the road. Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks very much for joining us on Beyond the Playbook.
Yeah, thank you, too.